Beautiful sugya, a very challenging sugya, and a very timely sugya that deals at its core with the special qualities b'asara yamim sheben Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim, which is really what's energizing and motivating us here. And it expresses that special nature of the days. A Jew can feel it. That beautiful scene in Ish HaLacha when the young Rav was standing next to his father and it was sunset on Yom Kippur, and his father said, "The sunset is different than all other sunsets because it's Mechaper. Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem." So we all sense that. B'motzei menucha kidamnucha tchila. We're building up to it. And this Gemara is one of these Gemaras, not the only one. Some of us have discussed other Gemaras that talk about the Asar Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah the Yom HaKippurim as a din klali, right? Here we're talking about how it changes our tefillah in two different ways. But what are some of the indications, just bichlal and shas? What do we have? You know, Elu Asar Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah the Yom HaKippurim. Where do we have that, Ephraim? Excellent. Yeshua Hashem B'matzo, Krov Yoso Karov. Where are the two locations that comes up? Rosh Hashanah Yudches and Yevamos Kuf Hey. Akiva, what's the significance of that? Why does the Gemara say that? Well, it has an afkamina. We talk about that the gzar din of the tzibor is always subject to reversal, but for the yachid has special access during this time, so there are days of unique opportunity. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Yevamos. We even call them colloquially days that reflect that opportunity. Remember last year we talked about the very notion of the opportunity itself, or was it maybe 2 years ago, being a mechayiv. The very fact that the very fact that kapara is available makes tshuva mandatory. And so we, remember that, Menachem?
Yeah.
Right. Elu asar yamim sheben Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim, we call them the aseres yamei tshuva to reflect our orientation. But Avi, you know, in this Gemara, you get the sense that the actual essential quality of the day, of these days, might be, what's that? Exactly. And what does it really mean that he's the Melech? This is Rashi's Heara. What is Laharos Malchuso? So for Achashverosh, Laharos Malchuso meant throwing a party. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Laharos Malchuso, Levi meant, exactly. Right, that is Mara Malchuso B'Mishpat. And that is really fascinating. So, in other words, from our perspective, you might think about them as the Aser Shmei Tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, Sifrei Chaim V'Sifrei Mesim, Psuchem Lefanav. Two sides of the same coin. And again, when you throw in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Yevamos into the mix, that is then the Mechayiv in terms of Tshuva, and you know more on that to follow. So, you know, the more that one thinks that the essential nature of the day is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as, you know, exercising his status as Shofet Kol Haaretz, the more likely you are to take what position in the sugya? Akiva? Exactly. Li'ikuva, as opposed to a totally plausible reading of the Gemara endorsed by many Rishonim, or not many, but that it would be l'chatchila and not li'ikuva. Okay, so the Bali HaTosos felt the need to clarify it. How did the Bali HaTosos hold? That it's ikuva. And the big chiddush in Tosfos, confirmed by Tosfos on Lan B'dalet, is what, Levi? The big chiddush of Tosfos. That's not the big chiddush. That follows logically. But what's the big chiddush? That applies to the Hosafos as well. And that Chol HaMishanami Mabeya Shetavu Chachamim, Eino Yotze, that is shayach to the Dalet Hosafos, Zachrenu Michamocha, B'Sefer Chaim Uchsov, that it's subject to Kol Mishana. Okay, so again, I know we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves here, but again, the more that you believe, just reading between the lines of the Gemara, that the essential character of the day is, you know, Melech B'Mishpat Yamin Aretz, the more that you're going to argue that, you know, demonstrating that or pointing that out, HaMelech HaMishpat is really the Ikuva. Now, what's interesting about all of this is that you guys all grow up a little bit disadvantaged in this Gemara. We all think about Hamelech HaKadosh, right, as being the essential feature, but we'll read the Gemara carefully together and we'll see that there's reason to believe that that's not the case. Just a second, you understand? I just want to set everything up. But moreover, it's not just that the Gemara gives that indication, and we'll see an important formulation in Rashi that I believe supports that idea. But if, as Akiva noted, Mishpat is really the essential dimension of these 10 days, the more that you're going to have to reflect that. And then we wonder, how different is Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat from HaMelech HaMishpat? How different is to say that he's the Melech HaMishpat from the Melech that loves Tzedakah and Mishpat? That's also a question that we have to get into. That's really not addressed frontally in this Gemara. So again, Asar Yamim Shemben Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim, they aren't two distinct entities, Yamim Tovim, Mikroi Kodesh alone, but there's a bridge between them. We have evidence for that in other Gemaras, Dershu Hashem Behimatz'o. We have further evidence from it. Those in the Rambam Chabura will indicate that Yom Kippur is linked to Rosh Hashanah, Shava, Hayovel, Rosh Hashanah, Letzkiyo, Lebrachos, right? The idea of these 10 days having a Gzeres Shava in terms of the shofar, which you use on both of them being the same. So there's a lot of evidence, and this Gemara is part of that constellation. So from a Shas perspective, this is an important makor, because this establishes the impact in terms of Hilchos Tefillah, but it's building off of really Yisodi and Klali concepts. Okay, so let's read the Gemara now. Let's see what we make of it. We'll take Rashi. We already talked a little bit about Tosfos. We have our work cut out for us. Let's get going. Ezra, you're going to read today. Amarabba Barchin and Asaba Bishmedirad, the Mimer of Rav. Second major Mimer of Rav of the year, Kamar Chafalov. So before we go any further, what observations do you have? It was such an interesting way of putting it. Ezra, what observations do you have? Excellent, right. So that's way to feel the bump on the road, right? That's the beginning of it all, right? You had to feel the bump. That's a bump. That's a, what's that doing there? So the Chora, right, you might suggest, just like the rest of the year, that saying Hakel HaKadosh and Melech HaYitzchak Mishpat, you can't skip those things and be Yotzei your Tefillah. So what might Rav be suggesting? Nikuva, right? I think that's a very plausible reading of that statement. Moreover, right, it's not just to tell you that it's the Ikuva, I think Kipshuto, but also that Kol Hashanah Kula has a different identity than the Asar Yomim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. If you really want to accentuate the idea that this isn't just a din in Hilchos Tefillah, but it's a din in Hilchos Tefillah that's reflective of the essential character of the days. And so, Mimela, you would have to change your Tefillah. A better way to say that is to say, all year long, this is what you say. But in these 10 days, you change that. Right? That this din is a reflection of a change in the essential character of the day, I think is absolutely what Rav had in mind. Okay, a little further. Rabbi Lazar Amar. We all have to restrain ourselves from going into Nusach at this point, right? I mean, it's just so haunting and so beautiful. Okay, go. When is God elevated, exalted in judgment? Vika'amar. Let's learn Baron. Let's go. What do you have to say about Rebbe Lazar? 3 points. Excellent. So he's not Doche Rab's suggestion that the entire year should be the same. That might be true, Prager, of which Amora? Of the four? Shimi? Excellent. Okay? May not be true of Rabbi Yosef, but it could be true of Rabbi Yosef, right? Because Rabbi Yosef is, she just says, you know, Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Lohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, right? He might actually, you know, not buy into this idea of the clear difference in the nature of the day. But Rabbi Lazar is talking about the same language. He's embracing Rab's language. Elu Asar Yomim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. He fully accepts that language, right? He just says, oh, but the Pasuk, which describes his actions during this time, Vayigbo Hashem Tzvakos Mishpat, calls him Hakel HaKadosh. So Hakel HaKadosh should be, now this is point number two, acceptable. Shimi, you're jumping in, but I can't stop you because it's that good, okay? All right. You're bringing it, okay? So, Hakel HaKadosh, it sounds that it's B'diyevet. Now, if he's saying B'diyevet, it's acceptable, mashma, that the din of Rav was?
Accepted.
The Ikuva, right? Which is the way the Balei Tosos understood it, okay? You haven't seen other Rishonim yet, but that's, you know, that seems to be the simple reading. That's number two. Number three is Rabbi Lazar, David, is cholek on which points? He's cholek on Kel HaKadosh, makes it sound like Kel HaKadosh is acceptable by the Eved. Good boy. Excellent. Right? He doesn't challenge the notion of HaMelech HaMishpat. And in fact, it's mashma from the Pasuk that he brings as his proof text that there's a good reason that he might not do that. Why?
He has no Pasuk on which to base that text.
Better, Ephraim. Better. Mikey? Excellent. In other words, if the whole idea here that, you know, is driving his acceptability, his tolerance of Hakel HaKadosh, let's call it his tolerance of Hakel HaKadosh, is the fact that God is exercising Mishpat. So maybe Gufa from the Pasuk that proves Hakel HaKadosh is at least B'dievet acceptable is the very Pasuk which would, you know, militate against him disputing HaMelech HaMishpat. Vayikva Hashem Tzvakos BaMishpat. So you need to get that in. So again, I know you guys all come in with like a bias in the direction of HaMelech HaKadosh being so important. You know, and HaMelech, I mean, okay, you already said Malach and HaMelech Olhev Tzedakah HaMishpat, but that's not the direction of the sugya. David? Excellent. Now read Rashi and verify that. So again, 3 points in Rabbi Lazar. It sounds like B'dieved, HaKel HaKadosh, right? It sounds like he accepts the basic idea that there's a different nature to these days. So Avi, they agree on the fundamental point. Always maintain that in your learning. They're agreeing in the essential nature of the day that the question is, okay, how is this going to impact Hilchos Tevila? And again, third, is, and probably most importantly, is what he doesn't say, and thanks to David, we know what he doesn't say. He's not cholek l'chora on HaMelech HaMishpat. Now, who's reading the Rashi? David? These are your just desserts. Okay, so good. So let's marinate on this Rashi a little bit. We're marinating. We're basting ourselves in this Rashi. Okay. So what do you see? In this Rashi? The Shiv Shevi Yamim Halalu Hu Mar'e Malchuso L'Shpodes HaOlam, right? That Malchus and judgment and Mishpat, Melech v'Mishpat Yamid Aretz, are synonymous. After all, what did Shlomo request when he became the Melech? Lev Shomeya, right? Ki Miyuchal Lishpod Es Ha'am Kaved Hazeh. Didn't you guys learn Malachim last year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, anyway. So, Levi Shebiyam Halalu Humara Malchuso Lishpod Es Ha'olam. Now, again, what's just so profound about this Rashi? Shimi? Well, good. That's almost the axiom in the Rashi. I mean, he's considering that axiomatic. But what he's really saying is, and again, you guys all, you know, Prager learned in Yeshiva Noam when he was 4 and a half. Right, that's HaMelech HaKadosh Likuva, but don't feel so bad, Yakiva, if you said Melech Leitzach HaMishpat, you don't have to go back, it's not so bad. So what's Rashi really saying? Rashi's saying here, Rami,
there's a
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the Gemara says that, right? That's the point where Rav and Rabbi Elazar agree. Levi?
Just keep calling
the
previous teacher
Levi. He's definitely not doing that.
He's saying that the day is characterized by, like, show face, by Mishpat, and it's not as much. The Malchus and Mishpat are intertwined, so like the Malchus Kadosh has got two Malchus. The Malchus and Mishpat has both.
You're saying around it, but you're not saying it. Okay? Yenison?
Well, would be if I can say that Malchus and Malchus Kadosh are basically the same.
Basically the same. Say it better. Say it much better. Ephraim?
You only bring Hamelech HaKadosh, Agav Hamelech HaMishpat.
Excellent. And Hamelech HaMishpat is the driving force. Lefi Shebiyamim Halalu Humara Mishpat Humara Malchuso Lishpot Es HaOlam. That's what's Goreim. You just change Hakel HaKadosh to Hamelech HaKadosh. The essential din is Gufa the din that Rebbe Elazar wasn't Cholek on, which is why Rabbani was reading this Rashi. Okay? All right, so that's what we've had so far. Okay, good. Now let's continue on the Gemara, back to Baron. Now, what does my Havala mean? What's that? What's the din? How do you know that's what it means? Bring me, what's that?
The answer is the din.
Barinholtz? I got you in my eye, okay? All right? Get that? Okay. Yeah, I got you right there. Okay. My Havila.
Learned last year at the end of the parak.
Which parak?
It was the. I'm so bad at knowing. So
in Sorer Mora! Kein haya v'chein nivra. Right? The last machlokes Rashi Tosfos in Ben Sorer Mora.
Right.
My Havila, what's the sugya?
Talking about a Ben Noach, is he chayav in Kiddush Hashem?
Good, okay.
So we're talking about now.
Rashi says, we can't really tell based on the Gemara. Habitina habitbar hesya. And Tosa says, no, that can't be the answer of the Gemara.
Because
the Gemara says, my Havala, which means we come to a definitive
conclusion.
Maskana. That's what you were saying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, for sure. Okay, so good. So back at my Havala. So that's why, you know, Shimi was so quick to the draw before, okay? He wasn't lined up in the neutral zone. He just got there. He read the snap count. It was the snap count very well. So Rav Yosef, right, is the only Rishon here who doesn't seem to affirm, at least, you know, he may not deny. It's 50-50. But he says, Akel HaKadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, right, of all of them, Rav and Rebbe Elazar at the frontal machlokes. And now Rav Yosef is just saying, treat it like the rest of the year. Now again, it's not necessarily the case that he doesn't recognize the unique nature to Asar Yomim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. He could simply be saying, Akiva, what? That there's a different nature to those days, but it doesn't manifest itself in tefillah, okay? That we're tefillah small c conservatives, we don't like to mess around, you know, we don't like to change things around. Okay, that's called Mishan Mibesha Tavu Chacha. Okay, very good. That could be what he's saying, right? Okay? But now the question was Hilchos HaKirab. So that's where Tosfos jumped right in. Ezra, bring me Tosfos. That's all you need, even one word. I mean, he makes it clearer. But Ditzarech means that it's Likuva, right? Vim lo amar. And then here's the big, you know, Chiddush V'chein. Okay, and then he brings the psak of the Ri, that based on the Yerushalmi, that once you establish that it's really the Yikuva, so then it has the same din in terms of Safek, and since there aren't 30 days, there are only 10 days, you always have to be Machmer at that point. Again, people always, you know, make a big deal about that, but that actually is logical once you're willing to accept the premise that the Hosafos are really subject to the din of Kol HaMishani Mavei Shetavu Chachamim. But who doesn't accept that premise? Who rejects that? either Rabbi Yochanan or the Maram, right? So, right. He says the Ein Machzirin Osa Mikolosan Dvarim, meaning the Dalad Osafos Delo Pasak Besefer Beferish Vehevi Raya Dvarim. So more on this later after we learn through the Rush that to equate Hamelach Hakadosh and Hamelach Hamishpat with the Dalad Osafos may be a bridge too far. But be that as it may, the Bali Atosvos here, their primary shita, is indeed to equate them. And that is exactly what we find where, Mr. Mermelstein, cousin of Chaim? On Lamed Dalet. Okay, that's exactly what we find on Daf Lamed Dalet, where the Gemara is dealing with seemingly a different issue. What's the Gemara dealing with over there? Go ahead, Eitan. You're going to take over for Lamed Dalet. Sure. So what's Rav Huna really saying?
You have to go back to the beginning of each section.
Right, so there are three units in the Shemoneh Esrei. He has a very cohesive point of view. And he says, you know, there are these two checkpoints in the three-part Shemoneh Esrei, right? And if you make any mistake in, you know, the first section, so you go back to the beginning of that section. In the middle section, same thing, Atachonin. And the ending section, you go back to the beginning of that section. That's the Deya of Rav Huna. Rav Asi... So he doesn't seem to argue with the first and last sections, but he says the middle, to say that you have to go back to the beginning is, well, it doesn't make sense to him because he doesn't see them as having a fundamental order. They're all just part of these bakashos. Now, what's really interesting is that, Shimi? So it's a machlokas between Shimi and Rav Asi. Excellent, okay. Oh, the good Menachem. Say it louder. Exactly. The Gemara Masechta Megillah has a whole Megillah about why the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah ordered it the way that they did. Okay, fine. You know, but Rav Asi is entitled to his opinion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't just, you know, he doesn't owe other Amorayim even a nickel. So he can, you know, have his own opinion about that. But Rav Asi says you wouldn't go back to Atachonin because there's a fundamentally no relationship between Atachonin and whatever bracha you were either dileg or ta'a. So Masiv Rav Sheshes. Okay, so again, that sounds like the Gemara says, that's Yovta de Rav Huna. If you saw Rashi, it's a little confusing because he has a different girsa, as the Karban Nisanel points out, as the Mesorah Sashas points out, that the Karban Nisanel points out. So Amar Lecha, Rav Huna. He says, no, Rav Sheshes really agrees with me, because when he says, go back to the beginning of that bracha, what he means is, Atachonin, because all 13 middle brachos are really just one big bracha, which is, God, we need your help. I need your wisdom, and I need your forgiveness, and I need you to teach me Torah, and I need you, my health, and I need a parnasa, and we need Mashiach, and we need the Sanhedrin, and, you know, we have all these needs, okay? We've got all these needs. It's all one big bracha, which the Chora is Gufa the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about... Good, that's what he's driving at, Havinenu, very good. Rav says, Me'ein kol bracha bracha, and Shmuel says, just collapse everything into Havinenu, into Shema Tefillah. No, I'm very well done. Okay. So, you know, coming off of this Machlokes Amoraim, so the Bali HaTosvos cite the Bahag. And the Bahag paskin like whom? Ezreal? Who'd the Bahag paskin like?
Yeah.
What's that? Mikey? Did you get to this? Older brother of Avi? He likes the paskins like Rav Asi. Exactly right. So he says there's good reason to paskin like Rav Asi. In fact, four reasons. First of all, Rav Huna is his Talmud. Second of all, it's really Yachid and Rabim. Third of all, Rav Huna has this huge chiddush that Kula Chada Berchasahi, and, you know, that's not obvious to anybody. And maybe that's even a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And fourth, conceptually, this is interesting, Right, Sveka Derabanan Lakula, and then it gets you thinking, well, that's your position, Bali Tosus, but Ilan? Good, very good. Very good, very good. So it's not entirely clear, but again, he's not hanging his hat entirely on that. And then he says, and so therefore, a person who makes a mistake in the middle, and then Derech Agav, he just splices in, says, yeah, so if you'd mess up on HaMelech HaMishpat, you know, you'd go back there, or if you... Ben Zion? Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. The question is, when the rabbis tell us how to perform a mitzvah d'oraisa, do we say savik d'rabbanan l'kula? The Rambam is very clear that the Mishnah and the Matbeya and the frequency of tefillah is all d'rabbanan, but do you employ that principle when the rabbis are sort of playing out a d'oraisa for us? So anyway, that's where in Tosfos, Tosfos says, oh, yeah, so on this basis, imkein adam shetah v'dileg rachachas ben sayos, oh, shelo amr hamelech hamishpa ben Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kipurim dekamelem perikam and the machzirin oso, right, again, Tosfos l'shitasam, lo yachzor la'atachonin ala osa bracha shedileg, misham v'ilach yomar ala seder, kedepireish reshbam, v'heicha shetah v'shalosh rishonos kigon shetah v'chasimasan, oh, lo hizkir ben Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kipurim v'berchas avo zochreinu, again, just equating them as the first day in Tosfos did, Chozer l'Rishona, and the same thing he goes on to say with Besever Chaim, Bracha v'Shalom, and Uchsov Chaim Tovim. So again, for the Bali Atosus, the Hosafos are the exact same as Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat. So again, this is Tosfos L'Shitasam, which is why Rabbi Kiva Eger on the word Machzirin Osel said Ayin Tosfos to show you that the Balei Atosos and Masechta Brachos were convinced that the Dalet Hosafos were subject to the principle of Chol Mishanim Yabeya Shetavu Chachamim in a Yotze Yidei Chova. So, and that again is opposed by a Das Yochin in the Balei Atosos, either of the Rach or the Ram. Ezra. Question? Okay. Very good. So, let's summarize what we've said so far before we go any further. So, our Gemara seemed to be operating on a certain premise, that Asar Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim have a fundamentally different nature. And Ezra, you said that very well, right, when you pointed out that if you just wanted to say, oh, so during davening between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that you changed the bracha, you would just say that. But the way that Rav formulates it is Kol Hashanah Kula versus Asar Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Lazar, who holds L'chora, that at least as far as Hakel HaKadosh is concerned, it's not Likuva, it's just L'chatchila to change it to HaMelech HaKadosh, doesn't argue on HaMelech HaMishpat. And that diuk is confirmed by Rashi, who says the only reason you switch to HaMelech HaKadosh is because he's involved in Mishpat, that Melech HaMishpat is really the essential quality. Then we have a subsequent machlokas, Mai Haviala. What do we do with this Rav Rabbi Lazar issue? Well, we have a machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef. We paskin like Rabba. We're not sure what the Gemara meant. The Balei Atosos say we're sure in two places, Yud Beis Amud Beis, Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Balei Atosos say in both places what really Rabba is saying is Li'ikuva. Okay, and again, that's a simple reading of Rav once you integrate the fact that Rabbi Lazar just says Yotza by Hakel HaKadosh. And again, the proof text may be, this was at Ephraim and I were going back and forth on, goof for the reason that to say that he really agrees about HaMelech HaMishpat, because it's Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpat V'Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Staka. The fundamental is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in Mishpat. And we noted at the very beginning that the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in Mishpat, you know, you might think that that's a time of great distance. The Chiddush is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara in Yevamos Kofei, Asar Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim are affiliated with Kira'uhu Biyoso Karov. It's also a time of rachamim when Hashem makes himself more available to us, and therefore we may have a mechayiv of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Excellent, Akiva. Right? So that's where we're holding right now. The big, big, big chiddush lehalacha and Tosfos is that Tosfos thinks that the Hosafos, which are not in the Gemara, they're not in the Bavli, they're not in the Yerushalmi, are subject to the din of Kol Mishanami Madbeya Shetavu Chachamim Eno Yotze Dechova. So, that's the Shita of Tosfos in two places. Rabbeinu Chananel or the Maharam disagrees with that. That's where we're holding right now. Let's take questions. Akiva and then Yenison. And then Levi and then Noam. And then Rami.
The words of Melech Elohim Stucco Mishpat.
Yeah. Right. It could be. We're going to reference the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but for those who aren't aware of what Akiva is suggesting, when the Gemara is trying to figure out what the Makor for Pshara is, it quotes two different Pesukim. Excellent. Right, so you might think that MS and Shalom are just, you know, totally antithetical to each other, or... Very good. It quotes that pasuk. Shenemar emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'shareichem. Right? Vahi David osa mishpat u'tzdaka. Ve'lo b'makom sheish mishpat ein tzedaka, makom tzedaka ein mishpat. We're going to come back to some of those topics. But the formulation is fascinating. Melech ohev tzedako mishpat. God loves it. You know. And I love New York. So what does it even mean? You know? It's a big question. Right. That was, you know, that was a playoff.
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right. I always wondered, by the way, for years I've wondered whether the Noam students appreciated that it was like a knockoff thing, you know?
We need to have a Yavin session to try to defeat them.
Yenison?
They don't. So many reasons.
Guys, learning. Go ahead. Could be. No, I'm saying I'm not sure why Tosfos is so convinced that the Hosafos are the Ikuva. It's not in any Gemara, but Tosfos is pretty adamant about it. So, you know, what Yenison is saying is kind of interesting, is that maybe it's Novea from the Gemara itself, because they have to deal with Hashem's role as, you know, a shofet and the one who's administering Mishpat. You know, so then would you be mechalik, let's say, between some of them and Michamoch Ava Rachamim, so Cher Yitzhav L'Chaim Rachamim, which focuses much more Hashem as Rachim than Hashem as the shofet. So, I'm not sure. Who is next on the list? Barinholtz, was it you? Okay. They're confirming this idea that the Dalet Hosafos, that's why Rabbi Kivager sent us there, that the Dalet Hosafos are the Ikuva. They just say it in one breath. Right? That HaMelech HaMishpat and HaMelech HaKadosh Machzirin Oso. Right? And he says it's just like the Hosafos. Yeah, I just wanted you to see the context. But Tosa say it in two places. Yeah.
Again,
I mean, I'm not so focused on it, but either because Rav Ashi is really the Rebbe of Rav Huna, or that it's Yachin and Rabim, because it sounds like Rav Sheshis really agrees with Rav Ashi, against Rav Huna, or that Rav Huna's Svara is itself a very big Chiddush, that Atachonin is really, you know, just the beginning of one very long bracha with 13 parts, or that since it's a din derabanan anyway, we should be mekel, misafek, and not have to go back to the beginning and just be makom sheta'a, o makom shedilig. Let me just make sure I got everybody. Yeah.
Does
Tosus
agree with the
Bahag? Tosus thinks that the Bahag is correct. Levi.
When it came to the wild language,
I suspect not, but I agree with you insofar as it's not dispositive. It was just a heyara. It's very difficult to say anything is mochrach in this sugya.
Also, on Lamed Aleph, so it seems to me that, like, it's based on how the Mishnah says that you have to begin in the bracha, right? So if that's what applies about the entire, that one statement is applied to the entire Shonas, right? Then it makes sense. Not Rav Asi, Rav Huna, it makes sense. It makes more sense, I think, because then it's always back to the beginning of the block.
Yeah, that's what we said about Rav Huna, is that internally it was a very cohesive position. And that Rav Asi felt the need to argue because he just doesn't relate to the middle section in that way.
No, I understand, but so then I don't think what he's finished is a big finish. Like, even to say that the Bakasha is all like one bracha, in this context, it would make sense to say that they are, because that fits in with the Mishnah better.
Okay.
And it's an unheard of thing to say that multiple
bosses really don't want bosses. Yeah, I think even Tosus would agree to that. Again, it's just one of a number of reasons that he feels more comfortable with Rav Asi, but he's not really hanging his hat on it. I don't think he'd sell, you know, he would not mortgage his house on the argument. I agree. Yeah, Shai.
We have the same concept of Kul Chalibracha with regard to Brachasamazon. Is that the same concept?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do we. It seems to be some sort of similar bracha.
Oh, I see what you're saying. In other words, that yes, I think that's basically true. If we have time, I don't expect that we'll get there except in Bikiyos. But there is something to what you're saying. The Achalto Savato Virachta tells you there's din d'oraisa. You have to say thank you Hashem for the food. It was great, and the land of Israel is great. Now the Takana of Hazan, very good, and Yehoshua. Of Al Haaretz El Mazon and David and Shlomo and then Takanas Yavna, whether that's part of the Daraisa or not, that's exactly right. That's sort of a way of mapping out, a rabbinic way of mapping out what the Torah meant when it said, V'achalta v'savata v'irachta, es Hashem Elokech Al Haaretz HaTova. But the Gemara even uses the term, you know, Tikein Moshe, Tikein Yoshua. I agree with you there. Mikey.
So, what is exactly the meaning of Emsayos in Lehem Seder? If Tosfos, who says we pass in that way, also says that when you make a mistake in the middle, you go back to that bracha, but then continue from...
Yeah, so Ein Lehem Seder doesn't mean that there's no order whatsoever, and maybe this is, again, the point that Menachem was raising about the Gemara and Megillah, but that you can't say that it's one integrated unit to the extent that Shevach and Hodah are. Yeah. It's a much less ambitious read of Ein Lehem Seder. Yeah.
So when Tosfos quotes the Behag, who says we follow Rav Asi, does Behag specifically say we follow, like, Tosfos' interpretation of Rav Asi, that, you know, you go back to the Malkam Shatalba?
Yes.
Or does he does say that?
That's the quote for the Behag, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't have to read it that way. I totally agree.
In terms of Rukunda, is he, like, invoking, like, it's because these are all, like,
I think it has to do with the nature of Bakasha more than anything else. Tefila Rachamei Ninhu, and hopefully the second semester we'll get to it. It's not the Simucha L'Chaverta piece of it has implications for the, you know, the fact that you don't have to be Poseach B'Baruch, but it's really what he's talking about is that sort of all Bakashos sort of come down to, you know, human needs. So as opposed to Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really distinct, so the bakashos of human beings, superficially they're distinct, but, you know, ultimately they all boil down to be the same.
So then I guess there's a larger question.
But yeah,
isn't there also,
that's fine.
Say?
No question, and Sim Shalom also.
Right, but that, so that's how he's interrupted by Moses.
Right, 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 right. So the general distinction is that the last section can have bakashas of the tzibur. Okay, we'll hold it up there. We're off to a really good start. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up with the Rif, the Baal Amor, the Ramban, the Rosh, get to the other critical Rishonim, do a quick skira through the Poskei Halacha, and then we'll be ready to say something about HaMelech HaMishpat. Yenison?